You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Final hour on a Tuesday. Costos and Barkley, You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network. James Mazzola coming up in about 20 minutes from the For Profit Podcast, talking golf picks for this weekend. Nikki Football makes an appearance at the end of the show. Chelsea and Real Madrid, Champions League semifinal, second leg tomorrow in Stamford Bridge. We'll give a pick there. But right now, and I feel like a lot of our listeners and viewers are probably like me, Ken probably like you, where the NHL regular season, maybe not really our thing, right? But we all love to parachute in. We all love the Stanley Cup playoffs, universally agreed upon pretty much like the best postseason in any sport. And more so than watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, we love to bet on the Stanley Cup playoffs. And only a couple games left in the NHL regular season. So let's start getting you, dear listener and dear viewer, and selfishly, us, me and Ken, getting us ready to bet on the NHL postseason. And to do that, we welcome in our buddy Pete Blackburn, NHL analyst, host of Friday Night Marbles on Twitch. He is on Twitter at Pete Blackburn, where he is wildly entertaining. Pete, welcome back to You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken here on a Tuesday. How you doing, my friends?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to talking a little hockey with you, because I think Nick hit the nail on the head in terms of, look, it's just not something that Nick and I spend a lot of time watching on a day-to-day basis, which is why, and we can start with this topic, when a story rises to the level that Nick and I both read about it, hear about it, see people tweeting about it, then it definitely strikes us as interesting. And I would love for you to just kind of walk us through almost the play-by-play here. Like, Nick and I were not watching the Rangers-Capitals game live. We weren't sure what really happened, and then read about it after the fact, involving Tom Wilson and kind of a couple members of the Rangers and the discipline that was handed out as a result of, you know, basically it seems like some kind of goon behavior, basically, that Wilson's been doing for some time. Now walk us through kind of your thoughts on what happened and kind of the aftermath.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, if you didn't see it, I mean, there was an incident where he kind of fell on the back of another player, punched that player in the back of the head, then got up, tossed another one of the Rangers players down to the ice, and basically threw a complete temper tantrum, took off his jersey, flexed in the penalty box. It was all insane, just completely insane. And you know, Tom Wilson's been doing this stuff for a while, and everybody loves to criticize him for playing on the edge and then crossing the line a bunch of different times. And now the Rangers just put out a statement saying that, you know, Tom Wilson's basically a scumbag, and that, you know, the George Parros, head of player safety, is unfit to hold his job. So this is just blowing up like crazy. And sort of where I stand on it is that I do believe that what Tom Wilson did last night was, it was dirty and it was stupid. And I also believe that if anybody else in the league did it, it wouldn't be nearly as big of a story as it is, because it is Tom Wilson. But I do also believe that he sort of earned that backlash with the way that he's a repeat offender, and that this is kind of the way that he plays and he lives on the edge like this. So I think there's been some overreactions, but I do think that, like, Tom Wilson deserves to be suspended, because he does this too much, and he wasn't suspended. He was only fined. And I also believe that the Department of Player Safety deserves to be criticized for not being consistent with the way that they penalize players. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of backlash here. A lot of it is deserved, but I also think that a lot of it is overblown just because it's Tom Wilson.
And if, like, you know, we said we don't watch a ton of regular season hockey, maybe tomorrow night we will. Capitals and the Rangers playing again, and that should be a lot of fireworks coming up tomorrow night.
Blood
the
aftermath
of the what else is left? Murder charges. Panarin, Wilson, Rangers, and Capitals. So, Pete, right now, as far as that division is concerned, we know that four playoff spots in the East Division have been clinched. Division title still a three-team race right now. Washington's the favorite, minus 143. Pittsburgh, plus 230. And then the Bruins at plus 425. Who do you like to win the division and why?
I'll tell you, the Bruins at plus 425, and I'm a Boston guy, so you can scream bias all you want, but Bruins at plus 425, when you look at how good they've been since the trade deadline, and you look at how close this is right now, and you look at their remaining schedule down stretch, they've got a handful of games left. They've got they're playing New Jersey. They've got two games against the Rangers, who now no longer have Artemi Panarin. They're eliminated from playoff contention. And then I believe that they've also got the Islanders and the Capitals, which those two teams are really good. The Islanders haven't been playing super well since the trade deadline, and the Capitals are strong. But, you know, five of those games, very winnable games for the Bruins, and I think that plus 425 is the best value that you're going to get in a race right now that it's pretty much a toss-up.
Pete, in the Central Division, I think it's so interesting, right? Because we go into the season and the casual hockey fan, I'm sure, is like, well, Tampa Bay. I mean, like, Tampa Bay's got to be the best team in the division by far. You know, if we get to the end of the season, I'd be shocked if they don't have the most points in the division. And then I see a bunch of people start tweeting about, like, is it a real thing that, like, Carolina is going to end up winning the division? And, like, Florida, who's clinched a playoff spot? Are the Florida Panthers for real? I mean, kind of like a complete upside down version of what we thought the Central Division was going to be. Like, is this Carolina, Florida, then Tampa? Is that kind of a true reflection of the ability of the teams entering the postseason, or is it still Tampa and then the other two?
I think that it's still Tampa and the other two, but I will say Carolina is probably closer than a lot of, like, peripheral hockey fans want to give them credit for. And I say that because now they appear to have the goaltending. This has been a team that's been really, really good for the past couple of years. They're analytical darlings. They're possession monsters. They've got a really good young team that's only gotten better as some of those younger stars have developed over the past couple of years. I think it's one of those teams that could be in a breakthrough year. Like, this is the year that they could prove a lot of people wrong that have sort of been doubting them, like they're not built for playoff hockey and things like that. They don't have the goaltending. Some of the knocks against the Carolina Hurricanes over the past 2 years, they might be ready to wash those off the board. But when you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, they're obviously the reigning Stanley Cup champs. Like, they have the pedigree. You've got star power across the board. They're one of the deepest teams in the entire league. And then you remember the fact that they're getting Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos back for the playoff run, like two of their best players. The fact that they've been as good as they've been this year, and they were one of the best teams in the league for like the first 3 months, arguably the best team, without their best offensive player for the entire season, I think that they're still the team to beat in that division.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking NHL with NHL analyst, host of Friday Night Marbles on Twitch. Our buddy Pete Blackburn on Twitter, at Pete Blackburn. And just for people for reference, Tampa and Carolina, you can get at sportsbooks anywhere from like plus 700 to plus 900, depending on where you're shopping, to win the Stanley Cup. Pete, out of the four seeds right now, that's like Nashville, St. Louis, the Islanders, either the Canadiens or the Winnipeg Jets, which one do you think has the best chance to pull an upset round number one over a division winner?
Well, I mean, considering that the four seed in the North is going to play the Toronto Maple Leafs, who can't seem to win the playoffs for their lives, I think that that's a pretty decent one. But you know, I think that when you look at the 1-4 strength wise, just in terms of like grouping them close together, the East is just like all four of those teams are good to like above average, but I don't think any of them are great. And so when you look at that, you look at a one seed, what's the best? Maybe I think the alternative way to look at it is what one seed has the best chance to fall in the first round. And I think that whoever it is in the East is probably that team, just because those four teams in the East are pretty close together. So whatever four seed comes out of the East, I think probably has the best chance to pull a 4-1 upset.
Pete, I know we went into the season and Bill Matz, our technical director, we kind of asked him, you know, give us a team that we should be kind of big on or that you're big on going into the year. And you know, like most of the market, Bill said like Colorado for sure, that like them and Vegas would be the teams that you kind of got to follow through the year. Two of the kind of the big favorites to win the Stanley Cup. They both find themselves at the top of the West division, you know, kind of handicap their chances as we go into the playoffs, the two teams from the West, Colorado and Vegas.
I mean, I think they've both of those teams, if they can stay healthy and, you know, play their best hockey in the postseason, both those teams have a great chance to make it all the way. I think maybe where you run into like maybe doubting them is that they're going to probably meet each other in the second round and they're probably going to kick the crap out of each other. And then you head into a semifinal and maybe it's sort of like a come down where, you know, it was so intense in the second round that whoever meets them in the semifinal kind of can take advantage of the fact that they're an inferior team, but going up against a tired opponent. I do think that both of those teams have as good a chance as anybody in the entire field of winning, just based off of, you know, how Vegas plays in terms of pressuring the puck and dominating possession. They've got two good goaltenders. You look at Colorado, they're obviously offensive juggernauts and they've got star power across the board, and they're sort of been on the upswing for the past couple of years. They're another team that I think that, you know, when you look at maybe in the same boat as Carolina, where they're ready. They're ready to break through this year and establish themselves as a serious contender and are probably going to remain so for the next few years. So, you know, if you want to put your money on either one of those, you know, I certainly wouldn't stand in your way. It's just you gotta figure out, you know, I would probably lean Vegas if I had to pick one, just knowing that they're going to meet each other. And I think that Vegas has more experience and they have a better defensive group top to bottom where they can shut down the Nathan MacKinnon or at least mitigate a Nathan MacKinnon and some of Colorado's offensive ability. So I would lean Vegas myself, but I wouldn't stand in your way if you wanted to go with Colorado.
Pete, what's your single favorite storyline heading into the NHL postseason?
Well, I think that my single favorite storyline is the fact that literally we have no idea what the Stanley Cup final matchup is going to be. Like, you could have a Bruins, Canadians, or you could have a Bruins Toronto Maple Leafs Stanley Cup final based off of the way the seeding works and how there's no real East-West structure. I know that's not necessarily like a specific storyline, but you have a very open field in front of you as to what you could be looking at from a playoff picture. And this is probably the only year that that's going to happen. And that is very, very exciting for hockey fans, just to be able to get a unique matchup in the Stanley Cup final that you may never see again.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pete, we appreciate it. Fantastic stuff. Want everyone to check Pete out. Friday Night Marbles on Twitch. Great NHL analyst. Hit him up on Twitter, at Pete Blackburn. Pete, wishing you the best of luck, and we look forward to having you on again soon here on You Better You Bet during the NHL playoffs.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
That's our buddy Pete Blackburn here on You Better You Bet. So right now, the Yankees Astros game is underway, and apparently, like, the Yankees are booing the crap out of the Astros. And I just have, look, I'm just saying this, and I feel like I should probably put the game out of Empire Strikes Back on the TV because it's awesome and it's May 4th.
I believe Alex Bregman just hit a solo home run. I have it on.
Not a surprise. Well. Yankees are going to lose tonight. Like, and it's not going to be a surprise. Just so
I know. I really, you were right. I was a wuss. I should have bet on them. I was really close to betting on them.
I think I called you a sissy, to be fair.
No, that's because those are not synonymous whatsoever, right? That's what, I think a lot of games obviously just starting to get underway. We do have a first pitch time for, so what did we end up doing with our first inning bet, by the way? Like,
first inning.
So we didn't add a second one or anything. Okay, I mean, that was my question.
You're on the show. Like, do you recall at any point us adding one? It's only been like 45 minutes.
Well, I just want to make sure, because we had an announcement about that there was going to be a first pitch in 7:40, I think is what we agreed on. So, or what they agreed on for the game. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page here. That's all I'm trying to do.
That's all I thought you were, that was leading into something else.
No, I'm just standing up. Just giving you the lay of the land right now.
Okay, the old what else is left?
Yeah.
I'm excited, kind of like this. I may turn the Rangers Capitals game on tomorrow after the way people
is that down for us. So that's that game is. I was going to see if there was a market open yet on it. It looks like a couple places are open. So that game is at MSG, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and Capitals a small favorite. Interesting. Yeah, I wonder how. You know, we could have, like, I guess we could have asked Pete too, when they have those like insane, I wonder if there's like a betting angle, maybe Pizzola next time we have him on, if there's a situation like that. So in baseball, it'd be like retaliation expected, right? Where like the entire game is like, are they going to hit this guy? Like, what's going to happen when that happens? Like,
I don't think the Capitals are going to do anything. Well, the warnings are going to be insane. The Rangers are out, so maybe they'll try some stuff. But I mean, the Capitals are going to the playoffs. They can't risk any guys suspended.
I wonder if is there a betting angle when you have like extreme, very extreme situations like that? Like, is scoring impacted like that? Are there period bets? Are there props that are involved that become more valuable because like the game may play out in a slightly different way? I think that's like, it's an interesting, you know, a non-traditional game, basically. We don't get that, you know, very often.
We got to have our buddy Chris Abbott on soon. We got to get Pizzola on soon. Like, we got to get our NHL, like.
Got to get our act together here a little bit. Right. Yeah. So let's get our
ducks in a row.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Because listen, I'm going to want to be betting on a lot of this stuff. So, you know.
Somebody pick up the pace here. Yeah, so.
it's not going to be me.
Too busy with
too
these inning bets.
Going on, man. Listen, there's only so many hours in the day. Like, we know so much about so much. Like, there's some stuff's going
to happen. Don't worry. There's only 9 NBA games tomorrow. Don't worry. There's only 9.
What else is left?
What else is left?
The James Pizzola, For Profit Podcast, giving us golf bets for this weekend. Next on You Better You Bet.